Picture Her Dead by Lynn Anderson. Read by Sally Armstrong. Glasgow, Cinema City. 70 years ago, Glasgow was home to over 130 picture palaces, which could accommodate an astounding 175,000 film fans every day. With more cinemas per person than any other city outside America, Glasgow earned the title Cinema City. 1. The manager slipped the key in the lock and turned it, and the click sent a shiver of anticipation through Jude. As the door swung open, light from behind her formed shadows in the darkness. She thought she could make out a ticket booth and a distant staircase. "The switch is on your left, just inside the partition door," the woman told her. "It only lights up the foyer, I'm afraid." "It's okay. I came prepared." Jude showed her the large torch she'd brought with her. "I can't leave the shop to go in with you. I'll be fine on my own," Jude assured her. "I really appreciate you letting me take a look." "Rather you than me. I wouldn't go in there alone if you paid me." The woman checked her watch. "We closed the shop at 5. How long were you planning to be?" Jude's heart sank. "I was hoping for a little longer. I wanted to take some photographs." The woman thought for a minute. "There's a fire exit off the balcony, which takes you down to a back lane. I suppose you could leave that way, but you'd need to make sure you closed the door behind you." "Oh, that would be great, and I'll be sure to shut the door, I promise." The woman hesitated, as though already regretting the offer, but then gave a quick nod and headed back to the charity shop. Jude waited until the clip of her heels had faded before locating the light switch and flicking it on. The shadows immediately dispersed, revealing a beautiful circular entrance foyer. "Wow!" Jude breathed, gazing round in delight. She knew from her research that the foyer's design was distinctive, but the reality was so much better. A terrazzo pattern floor radiated from a central island pay box, still intact. Above this, the ceiling rose to form an intricately worked plaster dome, encircled by a painted mural of a Highland scene. In the centre was a 10-point Art Deco light fitment. Jude extracted her precious camera and flash gun from the backpack. She would take a set of digital stills, followed by a 360-degree video recording. She began where she was, looking towards the ticket booth, with the wide carpeted staircase beyond. This was what people would have seen when they entered the cinema in its heyday. Even in its present state, nothing could detract from the feeling of opulence, not the peeling paint, nor the scent of dust and misuse. Most of the other derelict cinemas she'd visited had been damp and mouldy, but in here the air was warm and dry. Once she had a set of stills, Jude switched to video and began recording with a voiceover. She set the place, date and time, and gave a potted history of the Rosevale. Then she began a slow circular sweep of the foyer, recording her impressions as she went. When she was satisfied she had enough material, she checked her watch. She hated being late, but she definitely couldn't leave before seeing the balcony and the projection room. She pulled out her mobile and sent a text, then headed for the main staircase, still recording and narrating. Halfway up, the route turned abruptly to the left and faded into darkness. Jude did an about-turn. She must have missed the balcony entrance. Running the beam over the walls, she picked out a narrow door on her right. The projection box was normally at the top of the cinema, but not always. In the nearby Tivoli, now demolished, the box had been at ground level. The door swung back to reveal a corridor leading up to another door, this one marked No Smoking. Jude eased it open and shone her torch inside, illuminating a sign which read, "The sound projector apparatus used in this theatre is leased from Western Electric Company Limited, Bush House, London."